Oh, it's the half hour of power. The best show post show. 30 minutes of rapid fire unscreened calls after the best show. And my name is Tom. I'm here as always. The one and only AP Mike. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well, Tom.
Mike's excited.
Yeah, as always.
It's all fired up. Then we got Dudio, Jason Gore.
How are you? Hello.
There he is, getting up on that mic.
He does. Yeah. Gets right in there.
Drives Mike crazy. It's very simple. That's how you make the mic.
He's professional.
That's how you make a microphone work, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
You have to speak into it.
Yeah.
All right.
I was giving lessons.
Now we got a special special guest there. We got Pat Byrne is here. He's coming in. And how are you doing, Pat?
Howdy, everyone.
Okay. We're doing good. And we've got all the way from Malmo, Sweden, my friend, and the producer of Best Show Bests, Martin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tom?
Get up on that mic.
You guys can get up on that mic.
Like this?
Even closer. Hello. Which one is that, three or four?
I think that's three.
I'm going to go all the way up.
Yeah. Hi.
There it is.
Oh, nice.
Better. Let's go to the phones, see who's out there. Let's see who's out there for the half hour of power. You're on.
Hi, yeah. This is Eric from Hollywood. I wanted to atone for my bad call earlier this evening.
Wait, which one were you?
I called about, I was watching two sports games at once.
Yeah. Okay.
But I had a question.
You realize this better be an infinitely better call if you're going to call and potentially flame out twice.
Oh, God, you're right.
Let's just say goodbye. Half hour power.
You saved him. You saved him the humiliation.
You really did help him there.
Yeah,
really did. Half hour power. You're on with AP Mike, hello, Pat Byrne, Dudio, and Martin from Malmo, Sweden.
Wonderful. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing well.
Good.
What's up, bro?
That's great to hear.
Yeah. What's up?
Oh, just hanging out in the attic?
Okay, come on. Just hanging out.
What is hanging out in the attic tonight. Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Clubhouse?
Yeah, give us the update on that.
Yeah. Half hour power.
Hey, Tom, I thought I'd come back and double dip here. It's George. I don't know what happened before.
Jay George, the wrestler.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, buddy, you listen to me. I'm going to help you figure out some new angles here on your act. I want to help you. I seriously want to help you develop a persona that will no one will believe is in wrestling.
That's what I'm all about. So we're kind of on the same wavelength here. On the 22nd, I'm going to do a show where I'm going to be doing like a Beetlejuice makeup. Is that up your alley or no?
Well, I mean, that sounds just like you're doing a Halloween-themed wrestling event.
Yeah, that is true.
Why don't you do a thing where you're like the two Georges, where you're just like, you don't know which one you're going to get, or something like that, right?
Okay.
And it's almost like you're just like some version of that, where you're just almost like, it's almost like a Hulk-type thing, where it's just like, If you're not in touch with the thing, it doesn't happen, and then you're as in trouble as it's a bad thing for you.
I kind of like where you're going with it.
You know what I mean? Where there's some drama to it that you are out there, and then you have it, and then you lose it, almost like Darkman. The way Darkman only had a window to fight.
I dig it.
Have you ever wrestled in Bayonne?
I have not. I've gone, you know, there's stuff around in that area. There's a very popular company that runs out of there, but I haven't had the pleasure of going there. I do wrestle a lot in Staten Island, and the first wrestling school I went to was literally in the middle of the garbage dump there on Main Street.
Wow, right on the Arthur Kill.
Yeah.
Well, what about this? Mike, would you ever consider being a wrestling manager?
Yeah, no, I was just thinking that. Maybe this would be a new source of income.
Right?
Do you guys make good money?
Well, I can field this one. Yes, these guys make a ton of money.
Okay. All right. Now I'm interested.
Local wrestling? I'll answer this one for Jay George.
Now I'm interested.
He's rolling in money.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I remember.
He doesn't know what to do with all the money they're throwing at him.
Did you see that movie that was filmed in Bayonne?
Yeah. The wrestling?
Yeah.
Well, they seem to be living pretty high lifestyle.
Oh, yeah, pretty high lifestyle.
compared to where I'm at these days.
You're not in a trailer yet.
He had a trailer. I don't have a trailer.
They turned a limousine for me to show up at Staten Island.
They had one independent wrestling gig in Bayonne, and I couldn't miss it. This was years ago. It was an old A&P that was, you know, had been empty for years. And then some wrestling promoter just said, you know, this would be a great place to stage an event. And, it was great. You know, you had people falling on glass and, you know, it was, you know, just classic stuff. I enjoyed myself.
What type of manager would you want AP Mike to be if he portrayed your manager, George?
He'd have to be very glitzy for me. I need something that turns heads when you walk into a room. You know what I mean?
What about this? You know, I like to, you know, what if I was like sort of a scientist, sort of like a mad scientist, you know, and I'm always looking into books. You know, I got the egghead glasses, and I come out in, you know, a doctor's coat, you know, lab coat, and basically, you know, I've got like sort of the secret formula for your success. The mad scientist it could be.
Yeah, I mean it's an idea for sure.
Mad,
you know?
Mike, he doesn't mad Mike, the scientist.
He doesn't like
mad
it, Mike. He said it's an idea for sure. That's the most dismissive thing I've ever heard in my life.
I caught that. Yeah,
that's an idea for sure.
What if you're one of those really flashy managers though, with like the
million-dollar Mike?
Yeah,
million-dollar Mike.
I don't think I could play that. I think that would be beyond my range.
If you had on like like aviator shades, and you were in like an all white suit.
Yeah.
And you had like a cane with like a little ruby on the end.
How about a skull?
I think you're all
a skull
wrong.
On the end.
Yeah,
I think AP Mike is like the Paul Bearer character. Where
I want to be like a man of mystery. He's like, the shouting stuff that goes on. I don't think I could really pull that off. I don't do that either.
I don't do that old shouting fit. But Mike, I was wondering, could you do like a promotional interview for me, hype me up like if you were my manager? That way I can see what I'm working with.
Yeah, no, I think we could work up some material, you know, once I get the character down.
I'd like to hear you do one, Mike. So like this Saturday at the Rec Center in Bayonne, New Jersey, I'll be there, and I'll be taking on Wally Wackyman or something. And what are you gonna tell the people?
Yeah, I've got to work up the material. I'm not off the cuff.
I want to see. What about this? What if we just take your thing now, and you're almost like Mickey from the Rocky movies, right?
Mickey, yeah.
Right.
I'm a guy on at that store.
No, I just mean in terms of like earthy, not some over the top flamboyant character, but you're just kind of like, come on, you bum, you can do it, and like you're like winding him up like that.
Mickey drank a bit too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
I could have my bottle in the bag. You know, I could come out. Yeah.
And you're just kind of like, You can do this. Mm-hmm. You can do this. Uh-huh. Like you're Bayonne. Like it's all Bayonne. Like it's pure Bayonne. Where are you from, George?
I'm in Bergenfield, which is right by like Teaneck, Englewood, that area. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what if you're just called? What if it's just like the most Jersey thing you can be? Let's just ride What if we rode the Jerseyness of the whole thing?
How about Jersey Mike? I could be Jersey Mike.
Yeah.
Get sued by the sub company.
I
stole their copyright.
I have them announce me from Newbridge.
Uh-huh.
So we could definitely do. And by the way, I would definitely be interested in selling some stuff to you down in Bayonne, where we explore these ideas. I think there's a lot of money in this, like that very lucrative opportunity for it.
I'm seeing dollar signs.
Yeah.
I like the idea of you playing, like, if you're, like, in a sweat, like a gym sweatshirt, and you're just like, come on, you bum.
Okay.
And you're just always, like, riding him to just be the best he can. Uh-huh. Like, you know, you're trash, and I'm trash, and we're fighting all these fancy people. You're painting everybody right, like they're okay. Fancy.
All right, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Like lunch pail.
Uh-huh.
Like it's just you're just slobs.
Yeah, all right. I could play that, I think.
Like we're doing it for the trash. Like we got to give the trash something to dream about.
Okay.
Right.
All right. I'm not pulling any punches. I'm blunt. I like the blunt approach.
I'm not. I'm there right with you.
Bayonne's known for its blunt. You know.
So you just ride it. You just ride it like Mickey.
Yeah, like Mickey. Yeah.
Mike is so not into this.
Did we give him a nickname?
Yeah,
it's
an idea for sure.
It's an idea.
Yeah, he's got a knit cap. You got a knit cap.
Yeah, no, I need a cap. I definitely need the head. Yeah. The headwear.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be complete.
And you're just like you look at Mike as like the only person you got in your life, George. Right?
Okay.
Like he's the guy who like saved you. Like he rescued you. And it's,
I like it.
It's the two of you against everybody.
Did anyone here ever see that MTV True Life? I'm a makeshift wrestler or whatever it was. I haven't seen that. And it's really worth looking up if you can find it. It's the saddest thing, but it's Tony Atlas is in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's up there with funniest things I've ever seen that right. Weren't supposed
to be George. Funny. George, we're going to keep talking. You please keep calling, and we'll figure this out for you.
All right. Thanks,
I like
man.
The idea this is you and Mike against the world.
By the way, I'm going to be in Brooklyn doing a show at St. Finbarts Church. So if anybody's in the area, come out.
All right. When's that happening?
This Friday.
Or tonight, when this show drops
tonight.
On Friday. Tonight.
Oh. So we're cutting it close. This is like last minute. Yeah, hey.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Keep calling. All right, bye. Half Hour Power.
Hello.
Hi, you're here with AP Mike, Dudio, Pat Byrne, and Martin from Malmo, Sweden.
Hi, guys. This is Mike from Somerville, Massachusetts calling.
What's up, Mike?
I have a question for Mike, but I also wanted to thank you guys for making it happen each week. It's an important part of my life. My question was for Mike. I wondered if he had a cordial relationship with Avalanche Bob. And I ask this because last time I heard Avalanche Bob call in, he didn't seem to know who the hell AP Mike was. And Tom, you were trying to get him to write a song about AP Mike, and Avalanche Bob sounds confused. And he's saying, Agent Mike. AG Mike. AG Mike's band camp. AG Mike.com, etc. So I wondered to what extent is Avalanche Bob in cahoots with Mike?
We're very cordial. In fact, he actually told me tonight. He called in, we said, roll it back a little, once a week. He suggested that he's going to call in next week with a Halloween theme song. And, but he did thank the best show for, promoting his career. He says it's done wonders for his career.
Okay, and, cool.
And so, he said AP Mike, like the one of the weeks where you were out, doing one of those Springsteen shows, when I did the phones, he thought I was AP Mike.
Uh-huh.
And he kept calling me AP Mike.
Now he knows who I am. I mean, the details in the song, obviously he knows who I am. So, we're on good terms.
Yeah.
Good.
Gotcha. And I've missed a few shows in between, perhaps. Did he produce the song?
Yes, AP Mike
song?
Yeah.
He did. Yeah. Okay. All right, I'll catch up on it.
Yeah, download that episode.
Guys.
Yeah, download it. All right, bro.
Will do. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Martin.
Yes, Tom?
You're here all the way from Malmo, Sweden.
That's right.
What's going on out there in Malmo? What's the good word? What are people up to?
Right now, they're probably asleep.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Because what are we talking?
It's, 6 hours ahead.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Maybe more.
Yeah. Or maybe they're waking up.
Maybe they're waking up. Yeah.
Yes. And is there anybody in all of your city of Malmo? Are you the only one who likes the best show? You're the only one. Pretty much.
I'm not so sure about Malmo, but I have actually had... I ran into a guy not too long ago who started listening to the best show without my influence. So okay. He didn't hear from me.
Okay.
I'm usually like the ambassador of the best show, well, of the Swedish guys I know, gals.
I will take it where I can get it.
Yeah, so that's kind of nice.
And you did Best Show Gems when the show was on WFMU for so long, and you've been doing the current version, Best Show Bests. Thank you for everything you do for the show. And you wrote, yeah, for the box set, you wrote an essay on the show.
A little essay on Newbridge.
Yeah, that was awesome. You've been such a nice guy, and I'm so glad you're a part of this whole
thing. I just noticed it was 9 years ago this week, I think, we met for the first time when I visited the old studio.
That's right.
Nine years ago.
Wow, 9 years. And Mike was there then?
Yes, I did. I remember.
That's right.
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
Dudio was not there. Pat was in and out.
Probably calling in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Calling in. I can't wait till these calls get strung together.
13 minutes and 30 seconds remaining.
Of what? Tonight's show? Dudio's holding us to a hard half hour now. And he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
You're sick.
I'm sick. The show has, the half hour power has turned into a 70 minute.
Yes.
It's basically half of a best show somehow. Again,
it's become bloated.
It's yeah, length.
Bloated excess.
Yeah, half hour power.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
Excuse me.
Who is this?
This is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. Where are you calling from?
Calling from my bed in Brooklyn.
From your bed in Brooklyn.
Right.
What's going on?
I called a couple weeks ago. I just was curious. I would love to hear one or more of Dudio's encounters with the ghost.
With a ghost?
Yeah. He had briefly mentioned in passing that he had...
That I have had encounters with ghosts.
Okay.
Okay. So it was 1999. I was living in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. On East Rosemary Street in a really old house owned by the Lutheran church that was right across the street from it. And I didn't have a job the whole time I was living in Chapel Hill. I did like one of those NC Perg things. Do you know what that is? It's like environmental people that go around.
Yes.
And that didn't really pan out very well. I didn't do that very well at all.
It was a night like any other.
So mainly I just hung around town with musicians and stuff, but I was hanging out. I think what I'm trying to get to is I didn't have any sort of income or any sort of job, so I hung around the apartment quite a bit, or the house.
Okay.
So I was hanging out upstairs with, I thought my roommate upstairs, her name was Jenny, and her boyfriend's name was Matt. I thought they were still at the house. And I went into the bathroom, and as I walked into the bathroom, I noticed a man standing in a full suit, staring at the church across the street. And I was like, oh, okay, sorry, dude. I thought that was totally Matt. So I was like, oh, hey, sorry, man. It's, you know, bathroom's yours. And I went back to my bedroom. And when I went back to the bedroom, I noticed, I looked out in the parking, or like out in the place where we parked all of our cars. It was empty. Nobody was there. So I went back across the hall to see if Jenny was there. Nobody's there. The entire house is empty. Went back to the bathroom. This was probably within the span of 20 seconds, and the person in the suit was gone.
Wow.
And you hadn't been drinking.
Had not been drinking.
Is there any way that somebody, it could have been somebody?
There's no way it could have been anybody.
Caller?
It was a really old house, too, but so if anybody left and went down the stairs, it was really, you know, rickety, creaking stairs, I would have heard.
That's really creepy.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? You spooked out in your bed there, Jamie?
Yeah.
Right?
Not cool. Maybe I shouldn't have asked this.
You were.
I just love these stories. I never had one of these kinds of encounters myself, but I just love hearing other people's stories.
You worried a little bit?
No, but these things do have a tendency to mess with my sleep. So we'll see how this goes.
Well, I apologize for that.
I think you'll be okay.
All right,
you
guys.
Have a good night. Bye. Half Hour Power. You're here with AP Mike, Dudio, Pat Byrne, and Martin from Sweden.
Hey, it's Dave.
From?
Knoxville.
Oh, it's Dave from Knoxville. Hello. How are you, Dave?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm good.
You're up late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I woke up. I felt a need to call. And here's my pressing need. I've been a part of a movie group. We think it's been going for 31 years. Meets every Wednesday night. After 31 years, you kind of run out of movies. So I'm wondering if anybody can suggest something. Preferably, Mike, something funny. I've seen most of the Herzog movies.
Okay.
You haven't watched any Herzog movies?
Yeah, no, I've seen most of them.
Oh.
So you're looking for something funny?
Funny would be great, but provocative is okay, too.
Provocative.
We've seen most of the Guy Madden films. We've seen most of the Jason Statham films.
Martin? What about Four Lions?
We've seen that's been a part of the movie night experience.
You've watched Four Lions already?
Yeah.
How about Neighbors 2 Sorority Rising? Have you seen that?
I saw that, actually.
I have not. Is it available on DVD yet?
Or is it just digital right now?
I think it might just be digital. I think it's for Blu-ray and DVD soon. I actually watched that on demand.
Yeah. Yeah, we watched it a couple weekends ago.
Oh, brother.
Am I going to be able to follow it if I didn't see the first one?
You might not be able to follow it if you didn't see the first one, because it references the first one 800 times in it. Martin from Sweden is here, Dave.
Oh, that's Martin. Hey, Martin.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm great. We've been Facebook pals forever.
That's right.
What do you think? Martin has a couple ideas for you.
Yeah, I have a suggestion for a movie, which you hopefully I've not seen. It's called Die Wand. It's an Austrian movie called The Wall in English. It's from a couple of years ago, from 2012.
Mm-hmm.
If you want, like, provocative movies that is bound to cause some kind of discussion afterwards, without it being too controversial. So it's accessible and it's... Mm. Beautiful, and it's weird, and yeah.
Oh, that's a great combination.
Mike, any movie ideas?
I just saw the, has anybody seen that J.D. Salinger documentary?
Yeah.
Salinger?
I saw it,
It was pretty good, right?
No.
You didn't like it? What didn't you like about it?
Oh, here we go.
Here we go, all right. We'll talk about it.
Stop the clock.
What didn't you like about it?
Say it into the mic.
Have you guys seen James Franco's Children of God?
No, I can't really elaborate on it because it's so long ago I saw it. But
is that James Franco movie out? Child of God?
Yeah. So
it's out.
The Mac McCarthy. I saw it on Netflix 7
really?
8 months
okay.
ago.
Did it go straight?
I can't really recommend it.
Yeah. Did it play in the theaters? I don't even remember it being in theaters.
I don't know, but you know the thing G.G. Allen is most famous for. Mm-hmm. You get an awful healthy dose of pretty early in that movie.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
Martin did not like the Salinger movie.
Okay.
No.
You just not like the author?
No. But the documentary was just so subpar.
Okay. All right. I thought it sort of filled in some details on his World War II experiences, which I didn't know that whole lot about that. I thought that was interesting. a lot of those photos I'd never seen before.
Mm. Wow. I tell you, I never see anybody go toe-to-toe with Mike on these things.
I'm not very
passionate about it. You know.
Six minutes remaining.
We could do the Siskel and Ebert thing.
Martin will walk that back. Sorry, Mike, I like it. I like it, Mike. I like the movie. Just leave me alone.
No.
Jason?
I've heard both sides of that movie. I actually heard mixed things about the Salinger movie. I heard some people like the facts, the information in it, but did not like the movie. Mm-hmm. I heard that more than once about the movie, but I did not see it.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen other people?
That's a personal question.
No.
Wait, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, I was down on that one.
Molly Shannon.
Uh-huh. Oh, no, I have not seen it.
I highly recommend it. It's very good.
Okay.
Very good.
Mike, did you see the documentary I saw recently about... I was going to mention it to you. The Quiet Riot documentary.
God, I did see that, of course.
Oh, I love
it. It was good.
Really good.
It was.
Yeah.
Sad, even.
Yeah.
Tragic.
Frankie Benali.
No, you know,
it is.
It's super tragic. It really is.
You know, there's life stories in there, and you know, I wasn't a huge fan of their music, but you know, if it's a compelling story, mm-hmm. it's good. It was entertaining.
The painter keeps screwing up.
Mm-hmm. That poor
feeling
guy.
Feeling the wrath.
He can't get through. Come on, feel the noise.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That poor guy.
You should watch that movie, Dave.
Okay.
It's a Quiet Riot documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Also, what about Jeff's documentary?
Yeah, author.
Author, the J.T. Leroy story.
That'll get people talking.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that one.
These are good. You know, I haven't. We see a lot of documentaries. So.
Mike and Dave need wedding dates?
I think I'm set. I pick once a month, so I think I'm set through next summer.
Okay. Just keep picking Mike and Dave Neve wedding dates over and keep calling it something different,
mm-hmm.
and then that's the movie that plays each time, right?
Mm.
You can say, this next movie is it's a Belgian movie from the early 80s. And then you just put that on, and they're like, hey... It's Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates again. This next movie is from Antarctica. It's a documentary made. It's called Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. And finally, do it until you get thrown out of this movie society. Dave.
Eric Gore and William need wedding dates.
Do you watch the movies together, or you just watch it at home? And
No. We physically get together.
Sit that. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right, Dave. I gotta move on. I got 2 minutes left in the show.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Great to hear from you guys.
Now, Mike.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to know what's on your mind, and you always find the stories and the things that are out there. What's crossing your path?
Well, since Martin's here, I thought maybe we'd discuss a little. Swedish culture, and
all right,
and I thought maybe, you know, you can rate some of the things that are on my, you know, radar for Swedish culture, and you know, of course, there's Ingmar Bergman. Mm-hmm. You know, that are you a big fan of his?
I am, actually. Okay. Yeah.
Now, do you want to do a scale, like points?
Yeah, well, let me throw out some names, and then maybe he can rank them in cultural importance.
Okay.
And, you know, personal, you know. Sure. So you've got Ingmar Bergman, mm-hmm. Ingrid Bergman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the famous actress.
It's a great documentary about her, actually.
Okay, there we go.
Recently produced.
Yeah. Okay, maybe we'll like it or maybe we'll dislike it.
I always get them mixed up.
They were not related, by the way.
Pippi Longstocking.
Yes.
Yes.
Good.
Did you experience a lot of that?
Of course.
They tried to bring it over here. What would the consensus be among the Americans? Were you a fan of Pippi Longstocking, or was she a little odd, wasn't she? She was a little out there.
Never on my radar.
Yeah, okay.
The movie was always on when I was a kid, mm-hmm. and I never... Kristen loves it.
Mm-hmm.
My
okay.
sister loved it.
Okay. All right. Swedish meatballs? Are they still a thing?
Yeah.
Still very
still
popular?
Still a thing. Still good. Uh-huh. Yeah. Definitely, yeah.
Another from my youth. Of course, there was Swedish erotica.
There we go.
I mean, not a lot of people remember this. I go back to the days before internet porn. And Swedish erotica was always, you know, in the adult bookstore. It was a top-notch, you know. It was kind of like considered the cream of the crop. What can you tell us about Swedish erotica?
We're over time.
We're phones are shut off. We're in the...
Is it still a going enterprise, or, you know, is that just normal culture in Sweden?
I'm not familiar.
Oh, okay. All right. Comment. Okay. Stieg Larsson. Is he huge over there as he is here?
Well, he's dead.
Yes.
Yes, of course. Wow. Phenomenon worldwide, mm-hmm. sure.
Do you like those movies?
I haven't read the books. I've only seen the movies.
Yeah, I've seen the movies.
And the movies are terrible.
Yeah, yeah. I was not a fan either. That's about it. That's what I'm thinking about. Sweden.
Okay. ABBA. How much of a shadow do ABBA cast?
Not that great. Not that big of a shadow anymore, I don't think.
But I mean, in a nostalgia way, just because it happened there?
Yes. I mean, they're still very, very popular. But sure. Compared to like Ingmar Bergman, who still sort of casts a shadow mm-hmm. over the Swedish film industry, yes. I don't think that ABBA does that in the same way. Mm-hmm. I mean, more of an inspiration, I'd say.
But it's more, and there is a museum.
Yes, there is.
And is that a popular?
I think so. I haven't been there myself, but it's supposed to be fun.
Okay.
And I guess one question I would ask: what got you initially into American culture? And to
I'm mm-hmm. born and bred with it, mm-hmm. so to speak. We all are.
Really?
All of us in the rest of the world.
Okay.
Well, what's America. The first thing that made you wonder what it would be like in America? What's the first thing that truly made you wonder what the deal with America was?
Trading Places, maybe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Okay.
That's Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And that's also very America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You were a big Eddie Murphy fan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. So would he also be the first kind of movie figure who resonated for you, or is there somebody else?
I think he's one of the big ones, mm-hmm. For sure, as a kid, yeah.
Which is funny because one of the things that always worked against comedians in that era of movie making was that Eddie Murphy was an enormous movie star in America, but comedians would be less so internationally compared to somebody like Sylvester Stallone or anybody who would do action translated globally with no problem. Mm-hmm. Comedy was always a thing that was not guaranteed to play worldwide. So you'd have people like that who would not be a surefire global
sure.
presence.
But Eddie Murphy definitely broke that.
Okay, so he was definitely...
Oh, yeah.
Is there anybody who you know in American comedy who, like, who else was popular? Who bridged that gulf? Bill Murray?
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Bill Murray. Sure. Is there anybody that didn't and you're just like, oh, they're popular here. They seem to be huge here. That person, that never crossed our paths.
Crossed the paths?
Of some of you being in Sweden.
Oh, I can't think of anyone right now.
Just anybody who you'd just be like, that isn't, they wouldn't move, like nobody would, they wouldn't move the needle at all if they were walking down the street or whatever.
Oh, I mean, there's still, I can't be sure, of course, but there's, I mean, a lot of people who are, you know, huge stars over here. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think, can come up with any.
Like Dane Cook.
Like Dane Cook, maybe.
Is there a Swedish Jerry Lewis? Like somebody who's huge in Sweden who may not be recognized as much here that, like, Sweden has gone nuts for?
Well, I mean, there's plenty, of course, considering you know, the crossover from Sweden to America is not as great as
sure America.
Well, is who would be the biggest legend in that? That who gets who is just a national secret or treasure, but not international.
Well, there's this like a comedy act or a comedy duo called Hans Alfredsson and Tage Danielsson. They were both comedians back in the 60s. They put on like that the reviews of that time, the shows, stage shows and stuff, and then they made tons of movies as well, comedies, which are beloved by everyone in Sweden. Know them,
okay,
and knows their work, and I'm sure they haven't crossed any borders except maybe to Denmark or Norway, but they're completely unknown.
Would the comedy translate, do you think?
I don't think so.
Okay. And what about Swedish comedy would not play? What is it? What's the subtlety about it that would not translate?
Well, I mean, they commented a lot on the Swedish society at the time and so on.
So it's more topical.
Yes, but they do have some... They were sort of influenced by Jacques Tati and others. Sort of modern slapstick. And so I guess some could translate, but on the whole, no.
Okay. And one more question. When TV, things that have been adapted that started in Sweden, what are some of the things that people might not know was a property that originated in Sweden and then was adapted in America or the UK or...
Oh, geez. Like what invention?
Like a TV show, or like a TV show, or a movie, or something that was, because the show that Billy Crystal and Josh Gad did, The Comedians,
that was a Swedish property, show. Yes,
and that was that a respected show?
I never saw it.
You never saw it. What what era would that have been from?
Oh, like brand new.
Okay,
like 10 years ago, maybe.
Okay,
tops.
So it's relatively new, and they adapted it.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you can think of that started?
No.
Do you know that there's like two writers who write detective books in Sweden? You could probably pronounce their name better than I can. They adapted one of their books, The Laughing Policeman.
Maj Sjöwall. Sjöwall och Valö. Sjöwall and Valö.
And I think
they wrote the template for the Swedish or the Nordic noir, the Swedish crime novel, back in the late 60s, early 70s, and tons of their, I think they wrote like 12 or 13 novels, hugely influential, and I guess around 10 of them or so have become movies, and then, you know, the character of Martin Beck, who is the policeman in the movies. And it spawned, like, TV shows.
I think they're still making things out of it, right? Recently?
So.
Yeah.
Walter Matthau portrayed him in The Laughing Policeman.
Which is a movie I saw. I think I saw Patton Oswalt do a screening of that.
Oh, really?
It was like a mid-70s movie.
Yeah.
73 or 4.
Yeah. And it was a really good movie. Kind of gritty and pretty, I don't want to say like, it was in the vein of what a cop movie was then, I guess, kind of like. Post-French Connection style. Just gritty. Everything was very grounded and I liked it a lot. So, yeah, we should wrap it up.
Okay.
I'm being told Dudio's waving his arms around. Saying it's time to end.
I could talk about Sweden all night long.
Mike, anything you want to tell anybody about? Anything? What's going on?
Of course,
AP Mike.
The shirts are still available. We're going to resupply some of the sizes we've run out of, but they'll be back in stock soon. I'm working at another bar called H&H's Pub.
Also in Bayonne?
Also in Bayonne. I'm on sabbatical from Sundays at Masses because I'm also, I've got a job doing football games at MetLife Stadium. So, I'm at this other bar other days of the week, and, you can catch me there.
So somebody should probably hit you up on Twitter?
Yeah. Yeah. Let me know if you're going to be in town, and I can tell you whether I'm going to be there.
All right. Martin.
Yes.
People can always find you on Twitter at
DEGRELL, DeGrell, which is my last name.
It's your last name. What's going on with you? Anything you want to say? What's what?
The reason I'm in the States is because I'm working on something, which
yeah,
I cannot
talk about.
You're
not
going to
talk about that now.
But, yeah, that's it.
All right. People can keep tabs on you on Twitter. And Dudio, Jason Gore, of course.
Two shows to plug. Tonight at the Pit, New York City Sketch Fest. It's our fourth time at New York City Sketch Fest. You were with us last year.
I was. It was a fantastic show. It was so much fun.
Yeah. So we're doing it again tonight, 10:30.
And that is Bridge and Tunnel.
That's Bridge and Tunnel. And then my mod team at UCB, Monaco, we have our best of show at UCB Chelsea on the 24th at 9:30.
Okay. So people should check that, and they can always find out about what you're up to at Sonic Dork.
Sonic Dork?
Yes, that's your Twitter handle. And I'm at Sharpling on the best show, and the half-hour power's done. Bye!